And we're going to read it from the Amplified Bible first, 27 verses 1 through 9. And it starts out, we're going to talk about the brazen altar, which actually isn't a brazen altar, but a wooden altar. Let's read this now. And make an altar of acacia wood, five cubits square and 3 cubits high, within the reach of all. Make horns for it on its 4 corners, and they shall be all of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. And you shall make posts to take away its ashes, or pots to take away its ashes, and shovels, and basins and forks, and fire pans of all the utensils of bronze. Also make for it grates of a network of bronze, and on the net you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners, and you shall put it all under the ledge of the altar, so that the net will extend halfway down the altar. And make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, again wood, and overlay it with bronze, and the pole shall be put through the rings on the 2 sides of the altar with which to carry it. And you shall make the altar hollow with slabs or planks, as shown you on the mountain, so shall you make it. Now, verse number 8 is where we're going to go to. Now, the altar is made out of wood, isn't it? The altar is made out of wood. And the wooden altar, they're going to burn sacrifices on this. Now, what do you do when you build a fire? What do you build it out of? What do you build a fire out of? Well, you take some small pieces of wood, and then you, and you're going to build a fire out of wood, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, this is a wooden altar. Now, does that make sense to you? It doesn't really, but it has a type of something. Now, God is going to make the altar work, but it is a type. The wood stands for what? It stands for what? Humanity. And, of course, Jesus is our human savior and sacrifice and atonement. And, by the way, the altar is twice as high as the altar of incense inside, or as the table of showbread inside. It's half as high. And that means... here we have the altar, or the, down here, if you look in this, you have the Ark of the Covenant here, and outside you've got this altar, this brazen altar, twice as high. It means that by the grace of God, we're more than saved. More than saved. His grace leads us all the way to heaven. And the bronze. What does bronze mean? What does bronze mean? Or brass? Brass is judgment. It is judgment. God's judgment was laid upon Jesus, our Goel, our human redeemer. Now, everything here, all the wood is covered with a thick plating of bronze. So inside, as the sacrifices were burned, what happened to the wood? It was completely charred.
Yeah.
Now, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ suffered. When he rose from the dead, what happened? Did they still see his wounds?
No.
Yes. They still saw the wounds in his hands or wrist and his and the wounds in his feet and the hole in his side. He was still there. Jesus Christ, as far as I can understand, will carry the wounds of the cross of Calvary all the way into eternity. We'll always remember when we see Jesus, we'll always remember that he died for our sins, that he suffered for our sins. Now let's go back and see if I can read this. I'm having trouble seeing tonight, so that's why I'm reading kind of weird. Wa asitha et ha mish biak atzi shetim shamish amot orek vi shamesh amot roshav ra avuah yeye his mizeba we are we halash amot and then ka matho. We asatha. And you shall have made. Second person masculine singular, cal, while consecutive, perfect. You shall have made. Et, sign of the direct object, page 84. And then it says, ha mazibach. The altar. This is the altar of sacrifice. Now, as you come into the enclosure of the tabernacle, the first thing you see is the altar of sacrifice. In the world today, every child of God, one thing we see in each other is that we're all saved by the grace of God. We're all saved by grace. All saved by grace. This altar, this brazen altar that has wood that typifies for Christ, that bronze or brass on top of it, which is the judgment of God laid upon our human Savior and our divine Savior. And it says the altar shall be of timbers. It means this otzi here is a tree. Page 781. And then shatim is acacia wood. That's acacia wood. And then shamash is five. And on ala oath is cubits. And a cubit is how long? 18 inches. 18 inches, okay. It's 18 inches long and 5 cubits wide. All right. Being square, the city that we're going to live in is a city four square in it. A city 4 square. And you shall keep on being... This word here, Yigah, that's the word that Jehovah comes from. And you shall keep on being. Second person, masculine, singular, cal, imperfect. The altar. A 3 cubits is her height. 3 cubits is her height. Remember also that so many times when it talks about the tabernacle and the altars, it uses the feminine gender. In Genesis 1 and 2, Merapesheth there means that the Spirit God suffered over the faces of the deep to reconstruct it. Now in verse 27 and verse 2, we asitha garnatha al arba penotha meminu Tiyina Garanotha We Sipitha Ota Na Choshet. And you shall have made. Again, we have this word asa there. Second person, masculine, singular, cal, while consecutive, perfect. You shall have done this. And then it says, her horns. Her horns of him. All right. Here we have feminine and masculine married together here, her horns of him, upon, ale, that little preposition there, upon four. Now, the horns of the altar is where they would go and hold on to it and beg for mercy of God. When God convinced us of sin and righteousness and judgment to come, that we need to be saved, we grab on to those horns of that altar figuratively, begging for mercy because of what Jesus did for us. His corners. And at Mimono, and then out of him, they shall keep on becoming, third person feminine, or she shall keep on preferring, third person feminine plural, imperfect, tal imperfect. And here we have the word tia, tiana. They shall keep on becoming perfect, her horns, or the horns of him. We keep running back and forth. And then we sit petha, and you shall have overlaid. Second person masculine singular, PL, wild consecutive perfect, you shall have overlaid him. Bronze. Everything in this altar is made out of wood, except the grate. And everything around this is telling us that Jesus is our sacrifice, and he is our human, divine sacrifice. 27 and verse number 3. Well, Sitha, Siratha, Li Dash Shino, We Ya, Umizirigotha. That's a long word. Umizilogotha. Umatotha. Likal. Kalal. Kilal. Taase. Nichaset. And you shall have made. Second person, masculine, singular, cow, welcome, sephic, perfect. And that's the word asa again, to make. It also means the word slave, to make, to slave. And then his pots, the word pot here, sirotha, his pots, to make fat, to make fat. PL infinity construct, to make fat. And his shovel, and his sacrificial bowls, and his flesh forks. Like we have a fork, mm-hmm. A flesh fork. It was like a prod with prongs on it. Yumak Tofa, and his pans, or fire holders. And then we have the likal, that means to all, preposition there in the front of it, page 515, and then all, that adjective there, 481. And then his utensils are all of his vessels, kila. Ta'ase, and you shall keep on making, again, that word that comes from asa, page 793, and Brown Driver Briggs, 889, and Holder and Baumgartner. Verse number 4 now. We asitha lo mikbar ma'aseh risath na chiseth. We asitha al harasheth arba tabi'alt mi chasheth al arba Ka-sa-tha. And you shall have made, again, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect, again from asa, for him, that lamet there is a preposition and then the suffix is masculine, third person masculine singular. Then we have mikbar. That's grating. Mikbar is like a grate on your barbecue or whatever. A work, a deed, it says, ma'asah, from a deed, from work, resheth, a net. And here we have the word ni chosheth, and that word is bronze or brass. And that stands for what again? Judgment. We athitha, and you shall have made, second person masculine singular, kal, wal, consecutive, perfect, upon. And here we have ale, that's preposition, page 752, and then ha resheth. The ha on the front of that is the definite article, page 206 through 8, and then resheth is the net, the netting. Arba is four, ta be'oth, and there we have rings. It means like a seal, a ring. Rings of bronze or brass upon four for his carriers, his ends, literally. Katsal thaw. Go on a little bit further now. We na thaw ta, o ta, cha seth, kar kov. Ha miz biak mile li mat wahayetha haresheth ad hatsi ha miziri hasmiz via. And you shall have placed or put, second person masculine singular, kal, wal, consecutive, perfect. And this word is Natah. This is the word Natah, is where it comes from. Nathan means it means a gift. Nathaniel means gift of God. Ota, it. Here we have a little pronoun. We have actually a et. We have a direct, assigned a direct object with a suffix on the end of it. Under or beneath. Under or beneath, tatha, the ledge of him. Ledge of the rim. And then it says, ha mizbiach. The ha mizbiach means the altar. Ha in the front of it, definite article. And then mi limata. The mem on the front of that is a preposition from. And then you have from beneath, from downwards. That word, downwards is on page 641. We hayita, and you shall have become, third person feminine singular, and she shall have become, third person feminine singular, kal, wal, consecutive, perfect. And there's the word to become again, that little, what we call a linking verb. Harasheth, the net. The net there. The harasheth. Ha, definite article, and then odd. And this is a little preposition of kind of like time or place. And hatsi. Hatsi means half. Ha mizri via. That means the altar. Verse number 6. We asitha badim la mizbiach baldi atzi shatim we sipitha otam ni cha tihet. And you shall have made, second person masculine singular, kal, wal, consecutive, perfect, poles. This actually means parts, actually. Poles for an altar. That lamet on the front of that is a preposition. Then for the altar, misbeach. And then badi, poles. Poles, atzi, of timbers. Again, wood. Wood, trees. Shittim, of the shittim or acacia tree, and that acacia tree is a desert tree. Jesus was a root out of dry ground, like a desert. Now God made these trees grow right for this purpose, at this time, for one reason: to build this altar and to build all of the boards, the great boards of the tabernacle. There's 48 boards. They had to have 48 big boards. We see Phithah, and you shall have overlaid, second person masculine, singular, PL, while consecutive, perfect, A, them, again, with or in brass or bronze. We huva et badol batabel baoth we haya habadim al shiti saloth ha mizbiach bizet ota. And you shall have brought, third person, or he shall have brought, third person masculine singular, hophel, while consecutive perfect, at sign of the direct object, showing where the action is going, bado, the poles, the parts. And then we have here, ba, ti, ba, baoth. Into, the little preposition in the front of that, bath, page 88, and then the rings. And the rings, and they shall have become, we hayu, third person construct, plural cow, while consecutive perfect, the poles, hab badim, the poles, the parts, upon, preposition, shiti means to divide or separate, and it means two, saloth, two sides of two sides, or ribs. Hamizbeach, the altar, the sacrificial altar, and then besith. Besith there means to carry out or left, basically. Cal, infinitive construct, nisaf, him. That's a preposition, et there with a third person masculine singular suffix on it. Verse number 8 now. Nevuv. Utoth, Ta'aseth, Ota, Ka'asher, Hara, Otika, Bahar, Ken, Ya'asu. And having having carried out or hollowed out, having hollowed out boards. The boards were hollowed out. Masculine singular cow participle. Having hollowed out boards, you shall keep on making, third person masculine singular cow imperfect. Again, that word I saw there. Him. Here we have the preface, or the little preposition sign of the direct object, eight, with a third person masculine singular suffix. Ka'ashur. Just as he had shown, or pointed out to you, exhibited to you, third person masculine singular hifel, perfect. Shown to you, that word is ra'ah there. That's the same word Jehovah ra'ah. That means to show. 906 and Brown Driver Briggs 1157 and Kohler and Bumgardner. To you, and again, here we have the sign of direct object with a suffix. To you, second person masculine singular. And the Bahar is a preposition Beth on the front of it, page 88, and then Har is mountain. And Ken means in this manner, Ya'asu, and they shall keep on making. And they shall keep on making. Third person, masculine and plural, Cal imperfect. Page 793 and page 889 in Kohler and Baumgartner. In conclusion, and I'm sorry I've had this ophthalmic migraine so bad I can hardly see. That's why I'm having trouble reading. That whole tabernacle teaches one thing. It teaches about Jesus Christ, our Savior and our God. Yes, He was human. That's the wood. Yes, the judgment of God was upon Him. That's the brass or the bronze. Mm-hmm. But everything also about Him is wood. The rest of it, wood. All of that altar here, what we call the mercy seat. That mercy seat right there is wood with solid gold. And here inside is wood and solid gold. And here is solid gold there. 48 boards around this. 48 boards standing on silver sockets. 48 boards all standing for wood and gold. All covered with gold. Our great and wonderful Savior that died for us and gives us eternal life. And like I said, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, is one half as high as the sacrifice is. He is more than able to save us from all of our sins, of all of our shortcomings in this life, forevermore. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. I'm sorry I couldn't see so well tonight. But I did my best. Father, use Your Word to honor and glorify Yourself with it. Please forgive me where I fail You. In Jesus' name I pray.